Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Starting off with the High Kings this week, and they're telling us what happened on the rocky road to Dublin.
In a merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June, nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout blackthorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whet the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full only ride. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits bright, and ere he took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, twas set your heart to bubbling, and asked if I was hard, wages I required, till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full ollie ra. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived, a view of that fine city. Well then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole, all in a neat locality, something crossed me mind, when I looked behind the bundle could I find upon me sick a woman inquiring for the road, said me Connacht Brogue wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, put the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full ollie ra. Away me spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing, the captain at me roared, set the door of Maddie, when I dunked aboard a cabin found for Paddy, down among the pigs, made some bonny rigs, and some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling, when a poppy head wished myself was dead, or better far instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Safely landed, called myself a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle, they began abusing, for round me so says I wish a lady island life, Galway boys were nigh, and saw I was a hobbling with the loud array, joined in the affray, we quickly cleared the way, for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, put the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ra. The hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ra, whack for lolly ra, whack for lolly ra.
We come now to an emigration song. Oh yes, Joe, I hear you cry, we've millions of them, and so we have. But this tells the story, and it's Patrick Feeney singing it for us. And he's telling us the story of the young man who leaves his home in Mayo to go to work in London. He does have plans to come home and live in the cottage by the sea and farm the land that his parents have. But of course, his plans go awry. When he gets to London, well, he changes his way of life entirely. He works 7 days a week and he doesn't even go to Mass on Sunday, and he lives on takeaways and out of cans. By the way, I'm sure our people outside of the UK and Ireland know that a can is a tin, or a tin is a can. You don't need me to explain all that to you. But the rather sad story, and he dreams of that cottage by the sea. And I wonder, does he ever get back to it? Patrick Feeney and A Cottage by the Sea.
I said goodbye to Mayo and lifted my old case. I couldn't bear to see the tears run down my mother's face. My father gave me money, the last you Bobby had, rolled up in a note that read, your ever-loving dad. I dried my tears in Dublin as the big ship pulled away. I thought of all the things I wish I hadn't time to say. I started work in London and I thought all day of home, in a place of full of people, yet I was all alone. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. And yes, I got your letter yesterday. Lied a little to you when I said that I'd done well, but things can change tomorrow, you can never tell. I'm coming home next summer, for you want to sign to me the 10 acres and the fishing boat, our cottage by the sea. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. And yes, I got your letter yesterday. When the summers pass so quickly and I never made it home, I'm too old now for working and I'm living my own. But when I've had too much to drink, through the tears I see the 10 acres and the fishing boat and our cottage by the sea. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. And yes, I got your letter yesterday. got your letter yesterday.
You know, friends, I like that song, a lovely little song there from Patrick Feeney and A Cottage by the Sea. We couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without Daniel, but what I want to do now, and I don't think we've done this before, I'm going to let Daniel introduce this because it was on one of the television stations here in Ireland, TG Cahir or TG4, in which most of the programmes are done through Irish and the Irish language. Daniel was appearing live on this particular television programme and I managed to grab this little extract from it. Hope you enjoy it. Here, first of all, applause for Daniel, and then he speaks to us Oscailga, as we say, or in Irish, and he sings for us a medley of songs that, well, I'm sure we all know so well by now.
Thank you. Tarim Shalahan Oran Ogamanish, a hossy me a marlis nahoran erinaha, Ogashok Koplik Anaku Anish.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring in the lilt of you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world is bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away. Oh, I had a partner. No, you're too late. Far across the yonder blue lies a true fairyland, with the sea rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only you knew how the light of the moon turns a blue Irish bay to a silver. You'd imagine the picture of heaven it would be, where the green glens of Antrim are calling. I'm going home this time. I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. But there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. Now the time has come when I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. But when I'm tramping far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. Are you all ready to sing this time? There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand.
where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. Sure, I love its cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick so true. And it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian. Let's hear you sing. It's my own Irish, far across the foam, far across. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure me heart's at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. Yes, me heart's at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
Thank you. Well done. Nach bhfuil sin gohuntach ar a fud, wasn't that beautiful altogether? Daniel O'Donnell and a little medley of songs that we all, as I say, know so well and love so well. Hope you are joining in with Daniel and the gang. That was recorded, as I say, from T.G. Caher. Now, Declan Nerney, we've been including Declan on the programme ever since, about last year, when somebody reprimanded me for not playing enough Declan. But here's one I came across the other day that I hadn't heard before. And it's one of these songs where he's encouraging Molly to come with him. They're going to emigrate, you see, to America. Come with me, Molly, my own darling Molly. Here, Declan Nerney.
Come with me, Molly, me own darling Molly. Don't be afraid of the storm or the sea. When we get there, sure we will be married on the bright shores of freedom in America. We lived with the landlord, the bailiff and tyrant. Stripped of our lands, we must sail far away. Over the ocean to pastures of plenty, on the bright shores of freedom in America. There's whiskey in Dublin at sixpence a naggin, sold in New York at a penny at last. When we get there, sure we will be married on the bright shores of freedom in America. Ah, come with me, Molly, me own darling Molly. Don't be afraid of the storm or the sea. When we get there, sure we will be married on the bright shores of freedom in America. Travel through Wicklow, the garden of Ireland, on to Kilkenny, to Queenstown and Cork. Aboard the big ship, we sailed o'er the ocean, come down to the Grand City Hall in New York. Ah, come with me, Molly, on me own darling Molly. Don't be afraid of the storm or the sea. On the bright shores of freedom in America. Ah, come with me, Molly, me own darling Molly. Don't be afraid of the storm or the sea. When we get there, sure we will be married on the bright shores of freedom in America. On the bright shores of freedom in America.
This next track, I played it quite often on Sounds Irish, and today I'm going to have a little bit of self-indulgence. It's a lovely song from Bing Crosby. It's a sad little song, but nevertheless, I just think it's a lovely song. I've always liked it. A very old recording. Please make allowances. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to any Eileen that's listening to me. Eileen, well, I think it must be the most popular of all Irish names. Well, maybe not. Maybe Kathleen or Mary. Nevertheless, here's Bing Crosby and the sad story of Eileen.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunedin, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Now, I've got something very unusual for you here on Sounds Irish. Did you think you'd ever hear the Beatles on Sounds Irish or a Beatles tune on Sounds Irish? Well, you are going to hear it now. Frankie Gavin and Dé Danann. Frankie Gavin, a very accomplished musician. Dé Danann, a well-known and wonderful group. We're going to get Frankie Gavin and Dé Danann, and they're playing in their own inimitable way. Here Comes the Sun.
Thank you.
I did say it was unusual. I'd say it's woken the parrot as well. Day Dannon with Frankie Gavin, and Here Comes the Sun. As I said, I don't think we've ever played anything by the Beatles on Sounds Irish before. Well, it was written by the Beatles, come on. Now, here's somebody I don't think we've played on the programme before either. Mary O'Connor, and she's singing all about my old Irish home. And I wonder how many listeners to Sounds Irish think of their old Irish home when they hear this.
Oh, tonight I'm remembering days long gone by. Thoughts fill my head and I can't help but cry. I live in the city, its ways are now mine, but my heart is away in a far distant time. Makers of millions I see every day, and oh, how I'm longing to be far away. In that dear little spot, far over the sea, I just close my eyes and it beckons to me. Gentle breeze calling me over the sea, you know how my heart is longing to be. Back in that dear land, far over the foam, back in my birthplace, my old Irish home. No big fancy mansion, so stately and grand, just an old farmhouse on a small piece of land. Though time it has changed it since I had to roam, I love the dear place that was once my old home. Every night, sometimes with friends, we would talk till daylight. No knock on the door, any time of the day, and a welcome for anyone passing the way. I know now that soon I will have to return, for oh, to be back there, sure my poor heart yearns. To stroll round the fields and to be once again at home with my family and all of my friends. Gentle breeze calling me over the sea, you know how my heart is longing to be. Back in that dear land, far over the foam, back in my birthplace, my old Irish home. No big fancy mansion, so stately and grand, just an old farmhouse on a small piece of land. Though time it has changed it since I had to roam, I love the dear place that was once my old home. How I long for the place that was once my old home.
Now I want to play for you a track by Philomena Begley. Philomena, for a long time in Ireland, known as the Queen of Country, a wonderful artist. When I was working in my local radio station here in Bray some time ago, I had the good fortune to meet and interview Philomena Begley, and I thought she was a wonderful lady, one of these no-nonsense women. No, she hasn't got a head full of her own importance, a simple, quiet little girl, and she sang some wonderful songs for us that particular time she visited Bray. Here she is singing one of her big hits, The Green Fields Round Arbow.
On this soft September day, my heart is sad and lonely, for I am far away. from friends I knew in childhood. Oh, it seems so long ago, since I was just a little girl in the green fields round our bow. Last night as I was playing, they asked for one song more, but I wished I was in Dublin just to hear the Red Hand roar. Though I am not in Ireland, I still want you to know there's a welcome for the sound of a choir in the green fields round our bow. Oh, well do I remember each footballer by name, the Devlin's Biddy Turpin, Iggy Jones of lasting fame. But the greatest man that we have seen, the best we'll ever know, was that man named Frank McGuigan from the green fields round our bow. As you cross the bridge at Auchnacloy, or travel through the Moy, and stop to rest at Oma, Coal Island and Pomeroy, just ask for Frank McGuigan, and I know that he will show the road that leads to heaven and the green fields round our bow. Well, now my story's over, and I can only pray that God smiles on our captain as he leads us out today. From New York to Philadelphia, Cape Cod to Buffalo, we'll be hoping he will take the Sam to the green fields round our bow. Oh, well do I remember each footballer by name, the Devlin's Biddy Turpin, Iggy Jones of lasting fame. But the greatest man that we have seen, the best we'll ever know, was that man named Frank McGuigan from the green fields round our bow. The mighty Frank McGuigan from the green fields round our bow.
Now this next piece, it's sort of country and Cajun, I think. Richie Remo and his song Tipperary Girl. Have a listen and see what you think.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. Sunny summer's afternoon, I was kidding, she got the good. I never thought that Cupid could. Spirit was dying into my soul, spun me round like a padded ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. From round and round and around we go. Here I go.
dancing over heels, heart was thumping, cheeks and wheels twitched and twittered all at ease, like a hot dog scratching fleas. A young and foolish, old and wise, empty blind with open eyes, hit her right, right from the start, our temporary girl will bring.